Now, unless you've been living under a rock for the last week, you probably didn't realise that the Devonport Footy Club have won all three NWFL grand finals. They won the Colts, or the under-18s as they used to be, the reserves and the seniors. And probably the happiest man in Devonport at the moment is their president, Jared Innes, who joins me now. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Martin. Living the dream here at the moment. Devonport Footy Club is on fire.
Absolutely. Very, very happy times for the club. Had all three teams in the grand finals last year, of course, but lost the reserves by two against Penguin, and coincidentally won the reserves by 2 points over Penguin again this year. So that must have been really sweet, that one in particular.
Oh, yeah. Look, a game that could go either way. We often, against Penguin, reserves, we match up very well, and games go either way. And last Saturday, it went our way. So a great relief for our fellas and for our club. And if it was one I was, I suppose, really worried about was the reserves, because obviously Penguin can drop back lots of senior players, which they did and was within their rights. But our boys certainly stood up, and it was an exciting win to really just lead into the senior game.
And it wasn't given either, you know. It was, I think the lead changed three or four times in the second half, so it was pretty tight. And I guess when the Colts won by 40 points, that was a good start for the club, but as you said, the reserves probably the one you were most worried about.
Yes. Well, the Colts were fantastic. Those boys have played so well this year. You know, they come up against Penguin, against Wynyard, who are a very, very good outfit. No doubt about that. But our blokes just stepped up a gear, and on grand final day, they really put the foot down and got over the line. It was just 40 points. It's very comfortable, and it just kept the heart relaxing just a tad.
As you're well aware, we sponsor the reserves competition, so I had the pleasure of presenting the premiership medals and also the cup. And I think when I came back up into the grandstand after that, I sort of bumped into you and I said, two down and one to go. How confident were you at that stage?
Oh, not very confident at all, to be honest. Look, I knew our blokes would go out there and give it their best, but you know, Wynyard have played well, and certainly played well in the second semi against us. So we knew they'd come out keen, and but the best thing about our blokes is a fantastic Devonport Football Club. They played in great spirits. Devonport, the boys concentrated on winning the footy, and I think that made the difference in the end.
Yeah, Wynyard were undisciplined and very physical in the first half, and when they sort of decided to play footy in the second half, it got really interesting. For people who don't know, scores were level 11 minutes into the last quarter, and the lead changed a couple of times. And Nick Milburn, like he did last year in the grand final, kicked a clutch goal at a very critical time.
Look, Nick, I've had a fair few chats with Nick over the last few days. He is so excited. You know, for him to now play in two premierships, back-to-back premierships, and, kick a couple of significant goals for us. Wow, what a sort of swan song towards the end of his career.
Yeah, funny you should use the word swan song there, because as many people know, he was at East Devonport for many, many years, didn't meet with a lot of success there when their senior team folded. He came over to Devonport and he's won two premierships in 2 years, so I reckon it's a great cap to his career.
Oh, yes, look, at this stage we're the city, we're the club that represents the city, and Nick is fortunate to be able to come and play with us, and, you know, we're fortunate to have him too. And so, what a great result for him and everyone.
Lots of fantastic stories around the grand final. Players like Keegan Lowe, for example, that missed out last year and played in the reserves losing side, and he was pretty happy, I think, after the game as well.
Oh, geez, he was. Like, fantastic for Keegan. You know, Keegan, often in the shadow of his younger brother, which is a bit funny. But, look, Keegan has stepped up in his own right. And, look, hard work has shown what it can do for him. I've seen him do extra training. I've seen him do a lot of hard work around the place. And it got himself in the best shape I've seen him, which is really good. And it's allowed him to play that, you know, up and down on the wing and just really have a go. And some of his goal kicking throughout the season were fantastic too. So, yeah, well done to Keegan. It was awesome.
He actually boundary umpired for me quite a number of times when he was playing under-16s, I think, and he just liked a bit of pocket money from the umpiring, but he was always going to be a player and a very good player at that.
Some wonderful stories again, like across the whole footy club. But the best thing, I suppose, for us as a club, you know, to win three on the day, a clean sweep is something that's never been done. So we've created a lot of history for our footy club. Also, just sort of by the by, the under-16s won as well. So for us, four in a season was awesome.
Yeah, and when you say the treble's never been done, it's never been done by Devonport. Of course, Ulverston did it, I think, five times, the last one being in 2000. So you've got a bit of catching up to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I was part of those some of those five, you know.
Right, OK. Yeah, of course you were.
Hats off to Ulverston. They certainly have done very well. At the moment, as we all know, footy is cyclical, just like life. You have your good days and you have your bad days and your good years and your not-so-good years and all the rest of it. At the moment, they're in a bit of a sort of a slight downer, but no doubt Ulverston will come back. They're a very proud club.
As you say, you have your ups and downs. Is this probably the highest high you've had in football as a player and an administrator to be involved in a triple premiership like this?
Particularly at Devonport, I suppose. I mean, at Ulverston, I know they've been strong over the years, so awesome for them to do it. And it was sort of, I'm not sure, but it sort of came to feel like it was expected, it was commonplace. Well, at Devonport, it hasn't been that way. Had to build our club and gain great strength. And we've had some great players over the years, but haven't been able to, you know, to do it on the day, which makes all the difference, of course. When you look back in the record book, you want to see number one next to your name, not number two or whatever. So, for us to do that, the highlight probably, on Saturday was awesome.
The saying is that no one remembers who finished second, but I can remember Devonport losing three grand finals in a row maybe 15 years ago. So it's really great for the club now, and you've had a week to think about it. How is it sinking in with the club and the community?
Well, one of the things is that we always call ourselves one club and a community club. We work really hard to be part of the community and invite the community to be part of us as well. So that has gone really well, and I've had a lot of people around the community wish, you know, pass on their well wishes, their excitement. You know, people are proud, and it creates a really great community feel when you have a footy club that's successful. It just picks up the whole town, and for us to do that, you know, with three, it just means three teams. That just the reach is far and wide. You know, there's lots of connections with people understanding that all the efforts that our boys put in certainly paid results. And I'm not saying that other people don't do it, but you've got to get things to go together. You've got to be in position, and you've got to have a bit of luck on the day, and we've managed to do that, and so the success is well-deserved to all those people involved.
I think last year you didn't want to use the D word, dynasty, but I can see that the club's in for a long, sustained period of success at the moment. You get that feeling as well?
Yes. I think that'll take care of itself in time. Yeah, we're very careful to make too many great predictions externally, but internally, of course, we understand where we're at. We understand where other clubs are at. We're the hunted, and it's something we managed to defend very well this year as the hunted. We went out and we played really well all throughout the season. You know, I think in the three teams, we dropped three games for the season.
I know, amazing, isn't it?
Like, that's a phenomenal season.
They all lost one game each all year.
Yep.
Yeah.
One game each.
Amazing. It's a fantastic.
I will say, Martin, the one game that they all lost happened to be against the side they played in the grand final.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That's the way the competition goes sometimes. Jared, congratulations to you and the club once again. Good luck next season, and thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, Martin, thank you very much for all your support. We appreciate what 7AD CFM 7BU does for us. So thank you to 7AD, 7BU and CFM for all your support throughout the year. And we just hope that everyone has a good break in the off-season and comes back ready to go, because we are ready to fire. Go Pies!